Telegraph your marks.
4 years in prison, and you're still the best. Show off.
You miss me, Alex?
Never thought about it. You have something that belongs to me.
Actually, it belongs to a guy named Joe Nelson. You still running that trick?
Small amusements to keep the day interesting. Now, what do you want, Caffrey?
I need your expertise on this.
The music box. You're finally admitting you never had it?
You got closer than anyone else.
We got closer, but that didn't work out.
Maybe what was time?
Sorry, I can't help you. I gave up on that a long time ago.
And why do you still carry this in your purse? It's a piece from the box, right? No, your mark. Remember?
Don't fault me for nostalgia. I couldn't bring myself to part with it. I don't know anything more about the music box.
The number's in here. Case. Good to see you, Alex. Change, boys and girls. What's happening?
Nothing unusual. A couple of housekeepers and staff coming in and out.
Our insider trader do any insider trading?
Oh, he's been a little too preoccupied to make any calls. I'm on the tape, Jones.
That doesn't look like Mrs. Gray.
Bought himself a nooner with a younger version.
Yeah, how do you know he's paying for it? Maybe it's true love.
Seriously, a guy that old with a girl that young? Buying her with something.
When was this?
Oh, 40 minutes ago.
Is that on tape?
That was a gunshot.
Shots fired. Lauren, call up the op center. Request immediate backup. Move in.
This is
move
Lauren Cruz of Squad C-12, cred number 110.
FBI!
Clear!
Clear!
Got a body. It's Gray. I see your hands.
He ran out that door, right over there.
That footprint's going out the door.
Keep your hands where I can see them. Back up on the way?
Yeah, NYPD should be here in a second.
Jones, check the upstairs. Tell NYPD we're pursuing a male suspect armed and dangerous. Here. All right. Let me see.
Clear upstairs.
Tell me your name.
Pierce.
Pierce. Can you tell me what happened?
He was hiding in the room when we came inside. Then the gun fired. It happened so quickly.
And the man went out the door. All right. I want you to escort her to the hospital with NYPD for review. Try to get a description of this guy. Okay, people. Let's round up the staff. I want to talk to every single person who's been in this house today. Jones. Find me Caffrey. That's a dead body.
Yep.
This doesn't really fall in my area of expertise, Peter. Murder isn't an intellectual pursuit, and I'm not really a dead guy kind of guy, so I'm going to go.
You have a lot of rules for a guy who doesn't play by them.
Yeah.
All this Christopher Gray. Heard of him?
Yeah. Stock trader. Made a killing in derivatives right before the crash. It's quite the art collection. Maybe this is my area of expertise.
We've been sitting on him for 3 weeks. Today, he comes home with a woman. Possibly an escort. Somebody takes a shot at him. By the time we get here, he's dead, the killer's gone.
So what am I doing here?
Something's off. What's wrong with this picture?
Where's the witness?
She's in shock. Had bruises all over her. Lauren traveled with her to the hospital with NYPD.
Walk me through it, Sherlock.
Yeah, all right. The witness says that the shooter was already inside.
This the girl's purse?
Jean Grey came in. There was a struggle. Shots were fired. Grey ends up here. Now, you paying attention?
Yeah, I can multitask.
All right. So, the witness was doubled up over here in this corner. She said that they struggled and then the guy went out the door. I entered and then I'm sorry, am I boring you?
It's a fake.
What?
Ink hasn't had time to fully dry, but this is high-end work, Peter. You can't just get this on the street.
I can't. Jones.
Yeah.
Run indices on Pierce Spellman and call Lauren. I want to see if we can get a real name off of Pierce. Her ID is a fake.
Copy that.
She used his shoe to make an impression in the dirt. She's not a witness, she's a shooter.
Agent Burke!
No one else was in the room.
This is at the hospital, took Pierce in for a private exam. Left her alone undressed, she slipped out the back. She's gone.
Subway in. You know how hard it is to rush when you're carrying this many bags?
Did Elizabeth kick you out?
No.
Then why the bags?
You ask too many questions. Lauren, you looking up that stuff?
On it.
Jones, you any closer to finding our missing girl?
We don't have much to go on. Fake name, no match for the prints found in the room. All we got is a purse. We'll get that from ERT this afternoon.
All right, stay on it. I want a briefing as soon as it gets here.
Here we go.
Your options.
Hotel rooms? Peter, what did you do?
We're upgrading our wiring system, getting the whole HD surround sound put in. Elle took the dog in the car to her sister's upstate. Good news is, once this is all in place, I can watch a game. Once the power's back on.
How long will it be out?
A couple days, hence the hotel.
Thompson Hotel. You said you wanted a big TV. They have the biggest.
How much is this?
$825 a night with our government discount.
Next
year. It's ridiculous for you to stay in a hotel when there's more than enough room at Jones.
Oh, thanks. I'll be fine. This one has a pool. I never had a pool.
$425 a night.
Let's go to the bottom of the pile. Ah, here we go. That one?
$59.
Book it.
Already did.
Isn't that the place where you put Neil when he was first released?
They have an interesting no-heat policy.
I don't need amenities. Just give me a wall, a TV, and a bed, and I'm happy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Peter, mi casa, su casa.
Casa is not even su casa. Jones, what do we have?
Okay, these are the items from the woman's purse. Name on the IDs, Pierce Spellman, but card's fake. No record of her prints. We found the gun stuffed inside the fireplace. Wiped the print, serial number filed off.
Wherever she is, she's gone.
That looks like a to-do list.
Verify Pi Spike RM.
That's an odd list of activities.
It's a code.
Get this to the crypt analyst and then back to me. I've got to go check into my hotel.
No. Motel. Motel with an M.
You're a bastard.
Good evening, Alex.
I looked into you, Caffrey. Know your mark, right?
Yeah.
You've turned fed?
I was forced fed.
That's funny, Neil.
I know it's been a while, but it's still my job to dig up confidential information.
Occupational hazard?
Did you really think I wouldn't find out?
It was a small hope. Okay. Okay, every now and again they go after some Madoff-type guy and ask me how he did it. Other than that, I barely communicate with them.
Then why the anklet?
They don't like me much. They use the anklet to track me remotely so they don't have to deal with me in person.
Are you trying to set me up?
I'm trying to get something we both want. What'd you find, Alex?
Motel with an M.
No TV.
Somebody lose a dog?
Why the sudden curiosity about the music box?
Couldn't look for it in prison, but I'm out now. And I was starting to miss you.
Nice try. I tracked down the fence who gave me this. He says there's been a sudden interest in the box.
Does he know who has it?
He still won't tell me how he got this.
We have to find it before someone else does.
What's going on? This isn't just about the box. You get a lot of late-night visitors.
Yeah, it's probably just my landlady. Who is it?
Peter!
Who's Peter?
Oh, he's just a friend, but he cannot know you're here about the music box. We need a cover. What are you doing?
Why else would I be here?
It's like old times.
Neil!
Coming!
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I am so sorry for barging in, but I...
Oh, I'm really sorry.
No, no, it's fine. She was just leaving.
No, I'll go.
Are you a friend of Neil's?
You can say that, yes.
Peter Burke.
How did you know each other?
I'm an FBI agent. How's it going?
FBI. Interesting. Lovely to see you, as always, Neil.
Hey. Don't leave on account of me.
Oh, no. We're done.
Nice girl.
Yeah. She's an old friend.
You got better looking friends than I do. What about, Kate?
Well, you told me to forget her. And you listened to me? It's the first time for everything.
Who are you playing?
Please, don't touch that. What are you doing here? What happened to the hotel?
Motel, and it was occupied.
Oh, dog stand there.
Yeah, what's with the dog?
Now you understand why I was forced to seek other accommodations.
Lucky for us.
Us?
Yeah. Su casa es mi casa, right? Right? Yes.
Right.
Oh, I just got hungry. Where's the remote?
It's gonna be really fun.
He and the cow have been friends for years.
No. The cow?
Yes.
Neil never
does.
No, I know.
Morning.
Morning.
Sleep okay?
Oh, I could get used to this.
You're in my chair.
Oh, I didn't see your name on it.
You guys playing Scrabble?
Sort of.
Trying to figure out what this means.
Really?
I've seen a code once or twice in my life. We were playing with shift ciphers.
Yeah. Glad you're having fun.
We should get him a banana or something.
I think so.
This is the actual list, isn't it? Stole from evidence.
Borrowed. Okay, I made a copy for you guys.
Doesn't matter. I tried keywords, anagrams, Charlemagne cipher, Rohan's, everything.
Aldous Gray. You spelled his name wrong. Aldous is spelled with a Y.
What? It's a shift code hidden in an anagram. All right, there are five items on the list. Shift the alphabet forward by five letters. A becomes E, B becomes F. Reassemble.
Check QV becomes Aldous Gray.
It's the list of names.
Head list.
Dead guy's fourth down. Let's find out who's next.
Cryptanalyst called.
Ship code hidden in an anagram.
She called you too?
No, but I need you to pull these names ASAP.
Nice.
Hey, Peter, how was the hotel last night?
Fine, loud. Bed's a bed, you know.
Peter stayed at my place. Can handle the motel.
I can handle the motel. I just prefer tormenting you.
Mm-hmm.
Jones, do me a favor. I want you to run prints on this. See if we can find out who they belong to.
Keep it quiet.
So the first two guys on the crack code list are Earl Bowen, an oil guy from Texas, and John Elga from L.A. Both showed up real quick when I sent over Pierce's picture. Swore they never laid eyes on her.
And married.
Yep. Third guy is Ben Fallon. He's a real estate titan from New Jersey. 2 months ago, he claims he was shot during a hunting accident.
With a C-Cam 32 ACP.
Huh?
That's a good hunting weapon.
I'm guessing he never met Pierce either.
Right. Speaking of Pierce, we found a set of fingerprints that we think are hers. We highlighted the areas where she touched.
She's searching for something. Her prints are all over the drawers and around the paintings. Maybe looking for a safe.
You think she's robbing them?
And why didn't she take his wallet or any of the valuables in plain sight? This list is precise. She's looking for something specific.
Yeah, she's smart. Appeals to their greatest weakness to get in the door, then takes what she needs.
But why shoot Thalen and kill Gray?
Pierce had bruises on her back, right?
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have done that to herself.
Well, you think Gray walked in mid-theft?
Yeah. Preliminary tox screens on Gray reveal a mild barbiturate in his system. She probably drugged him and then went looking for what she's after.
He woke up, they struggled, she pulled a gun.
She's not afraid to kill if she has to. Who's next on the list?
Last one's a local. Fifth and last and single. Daniel Pica, the trust fund baby. Family left him a mess of money.
Nobody has it so appealing.
Whatever it is, could get him killed. Is he talking?
Yeah, you could say that.
We should talk to June about getting an elevator.
Didn't think you were staying that long.
Hey, FBI guys. How's it going?
I'm Agent Peter Burke. This is Neil Caffrey.
Not Agent Neil Caffrey?
Consultant.
Well, what do you consult on?
Frauds, forgeries, cons.
Awesome hat trick. Can you teach me that? You like that statue? Don't worry, it's real.
He uses a Boaz Vahdia bust as a hat rack. You know how much his bust is worth?
I paid $450 for that.
I am here.
Mr. Pica.
Hey, we're friends. Call me Dan.
Okay. Dan, have you been in contact with any beautiful women recently?
Sure. New York. I'm dating all the time. Why, what's going on?
Well, have you been in touch with her?
No, but she's pretty. Should I be in touch with her?
I think she might be after something you own. Something rare.
Awesome. I got tons of stuff. What do you think she wants?
We were hoping you could tell us.
Maybe it's my sword. It's a Go Yoshihiro, Japanese, 13th century. Cost me $220,000, if you can believe that. I love history. Do you like history? Silent type, I get it. You ever pull your weapon? You shoot anybody? Shoot.
I've come close a few times. Hey, gotta move this along.
Are you not standing in the same space I am? Peter, it could be anything. All of this is valuable and completely incoherent.
You guys want to see the rest of the place?
Let's go, Moriarty.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. I got four fours. Let's start at the top.
Got some. We're going with the whole case.
Oh. You're sweating.
Yeah.
This is a nice couch, so I don't want...
Yeah, it's comfy.
Yeah, we can get your shoes anytime you want.
I'm reading. Yeah, I'm doing some research.
Yeah, so am I. I'm reading. I'm researching. And listening. I'm multitasking. What are you doing? When I'm in my home, I listen to the game, and I look at my case files.
Too bad we're not in your home.
Well, yeah, the power's still off, so we'll have to hear it.
All right, I'm going downstairs.
Why?
I'm going downstairs. I can't think. It's too loud. It's like, all right.
Out. I can't go back.
Christopher Gray's house. The FBI interrupted Pierce's search. She wasn't expecting that.
So whatever she was looking for is still there. Maybe we can figure out what Gray and Dan have in common if we go back.
With Dan.
It's the FBI guys. Hey, welcome back.
Dan, we need your help with something.
Mind coming with us?
Awesome, of course. Let me get my hat. Let's go.
Yeah, looks good.
Thank you. So this is a crime scene?
Yeah.
That was where the body was. Don't touch anything, right? I won't. Just survey the scene.
Dan, look in every room. It could be anything you have.
Yeah, I'll let you know, Pete. Hey, Neil, maybe you could teach me that hat trick sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Muscling your hand here. That's adorable.
Don't be.
No, it's adorable. It's adorable.
So.
Go keep an eye on it.
What happens if I don't find it? Where are we going next?
He's stolen because he wants to hang out with you.
He's stolen because he wants to hang out with you.
No, he's selling
his. Is that fingerprint dust? Neil, did you see this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's go check another room.
You're hanging out with.
This is your job.
Hey, I have nothing to
rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
This is it.
Did I do good?
Okay, great.
Here, you know what this is?
It's one of the Emperor's five elephants.
It's fine?
In 1421, ambassadors from all over the world came to China to celebrate the inauguration of the Forbidden City. Upon leaving, the Chinese Emperor, Zhu Di, gifted them each with a treasure.
They were subsequently stolen and reappeared in the United States in 1901. They were broken up and sold individually.
This is imperial jade, so each statue on its own is relatively valuable. How much did you pay for yours, Dan?
$800,000, if you can believe it.
I combine one with the other. You just doubled your price. Link them all together, and they're worth between 150 and 200 million, fenced in the black market.
Or to us, a priceless piece of our history.
Agents and Neil... This is Daichi Yoshida of the Japanese Embassy.
Konnichiwa, Yoko-san. Arigato gozaimasu. Konnichiwa.
You are the ambassador of awesome.
Don't encourage.
We are not interested in the monetary value of the statues. We like to bring them home.
The Japanese government has filed a claim stating the statues were stolen from them and illegally imported to the U.S. We're cooperating in the efforts to restitute them to their proper ownership.
And we thank you, Mr. Pika, for turning over your piece.
Yeah, did good.
Did good, Dan.
We can finish this discussion in my office.
It's very important we recover the missing pieces of the set here.
We don't want an international incident on our hands.
Can't recover any of these pieces until we find out where Pierce is.
What if we know who our next target is?
Hey, Vita, you got a sec?
Yeah, just going through Dan's phone logs. Again, no contact with Pierce. Lauren's still going through his computer?
Yeah.
Listen, I got that other info you asked for. Her name's Alexandra Hunter.
She's a high-end fence. Deals mostly in Eastern European antiquities. Only been arrested once in France, but all charges were mysteriously dropped.
Take to a former law school buddy of mine in the DA's office, you know, just to see if he'd heard of her. All he'd say is she has powerful friends.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
All right.
I got something. I've been going through all of Dan's online dating profiles.
Come on, this guy did not play college football.
Yeah, he's not a doctor either.
He changed his profile picture to include the hat. It just gets more adorable.
Well, Pierce must have thought so, too. She's desperate enough for the jade elephant she winked at him last night.
Left her phone number. Belongs to a prepaid.
So what, should we arrange a meet? Move in for an arrest?
No, our evidence is too circumstantial. Hughes is concerned we don't have enough to hold her and she'll disappear with the jade for good, which will not make the Japanese happy.
Which will not make Hughes happy.
I say we send Dan in for one hell of a date.
You look a little different in your profile picture.
Pleasantly surprised?
No.
Stay. Stay, just one drink. Promise you, it's worth it. Another kettle one on the rocks, please.
Who are you?
I'm the guy who set you up. The FBI was sitting on Christopher Gray's house because I tipped them off.
And why would you do a stupid thing like that?
So I can get to these first.
You got Daniel Pikus. How did you get to it so quickly?
Dan just needed a friend.
I take it you don't approve of my methods.
I think there are smarter ways of getting what you want.
Well, it's different for a man. You should be grateful for that luxury. I have to work with what I've got.
Slightly jaded perspective. Excuse the pun.
I don't think so. I have a lot to work with.
You do have something I want.
And how do you propose we solve that?
Team up. I got two, you got three. Separate, we're worth about $2 million. That's not bad. Together, we're worth $200 million. Which, if you're bad at math, is significantly higher.
I prefer to work alone.
And enjoy your $2 million. So you are good at math.
You underestimate me.
He's got her. Okay, Neil, close the deal.
Miss me, Caffrey? Who's that?
What are you doing here, Alex?
That's Kathy's fence.
She's going to blow the deal.
I don't see you for 5 years, and within minutes of waltzing back into my life, I've got the FBI checking up on me.
This is another setup.
No, it's not.
It stings when someone messes with your job, doesn't it? FBI ran my prints. That's bad for my business.
It's not what you think, Alex. Jones, you run interference with Alex. Lauren, take the back exit. I'll take the side. You can't lose track of Pierce.
Not much of an escape route.
I'm good on my feet.
I want the jade. You're not going anywhere without me.
Just like a man to think he knows everything.
Help!
Whoa.
He's attacking me! Help! He's attacking me!
Get your hands off her!
All right, clever.
I work with what I've got.
Hey!
Hey, look, there's been a misunderstanding here, guys. She's crazy.
Whoa. FBI, let him go.
We're just attacking a woman. But...
All right, I'll take him from here.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Lauren, got Neil. Pierce disappeared into the crowd. You see where she went?
No, I was a little preoccupied with the guys closing in to kill me. Cutting a little close there, huh?
Yeah, we weren't expecting your girlfriend to show up. I know about Alex.
She disappeared again.
What the hell happened back there, Neil? What was your fence doing walking right through the middle of our operation?
What were you doing pulling her prints? Well, I welcome you into my home and you run a file on my friend? You can't trust me. After everything.
You tell me. I know you're looking for the music box. Maybe you're looking upon the jade, too. You let Pierce walk because you're playing your own angle?
There were three of them, Peter.
You shouldn't have let her go.
Okay, you know what? You think what you want to think. I'll walk from here.
Where are you going?
Home. Something you don't have right now. If you're going to trust me, you can check my ankle.
I will.
Do it.
Another gun. Good.
Hello, Mr. Caffrey.
How'd you find me?
Your friend let your last name slip at the bar. I did a little research. Come in. Sit. Shut the door behind you.
You always break into places dressed like that?
Where are the pieces?
Gave them to a friend for safekeeping.
Take me to them.
Okay.
Wait. We won't be taking your tracking anklet with us now.
Since I cut this alarm is triggered, response time is 5 minutes.
So let's be quick.
Neil?
Okay. Speak a word.
Sorry to interrupt. I know you told me you were just going to wait here for Neil to arrive, but I heard the door slam. Is everything all right?
Sorry. Long day. Neil's actually just getting out of the shower, but I will tell him you stopped by.
That's fine.
Night.
Tick-tock.
Let's go.
Neil cut his anklet.
Oh, that's her.
I'd pull every alias Caffrey has. At the airports and the waterways. We can't let him escape with the jade or the Japanese. Are going to be very, very upset.
I don't think they ran together. Neil knows better by now.
Peter, he set Alex up as a fence for the jade, and he let Pierce escape tonight. Caffrey put every damn thing in place.
Peter... we both know he didn't run.
Pull Neil's tracking information. I want to see everywhere he went this week.
That's Neil at the bar tonight.
Just let it play. All right, that's us walking to the car. That's him deciding to walk instead. Can you password it?
Mm-hmm. That's him at June's house.
Because Caffrey cuts it here, why don't we go back to yesterday?
Wait. What's that flickering at the end?
A short circuit when he cut it?
Play it again. That's not short circuit. That's Morse code. Power. I know where he is.
Have stayed.
goes. It's a perfect hiding place for the jade.
Where are the pieces?
He told me he'd put them in a drawer.
Hey, you think I'm stupid? Stay back where I can see.
Get eyes inside. It's too dangerous to go in blind.
What if I give us a flashbang? On three, we turn on the power and we storm the entrances.
What's going to happen when the power comes on?
I don't know. I'm trusting Neil.
Okay, let's get the battering rams ready.
You're insane. That's my house. I've got keys.
Where the hell are they?
He swore to me that they're here, okay?
Don't play with me, Caffrey.
Hey, I want this thing over just as much as you do. All right? They're here. We just got to keep looking.
On three, the power's going on. Ready?
Here we go. One.
Please.
Two.
Done a great service for our country.
It's our pleasure.
Indeed.
Good job, Bert. Couldn't have done it without Caffrey.
Garewa, Yogaku.
Excuse us.
She negotiated the jade for a 4-year sentence.
I got 4 years, I never killed anyone.
What you had to work with is better than what you had. Why are they looking at me?
Ah, it's nothing. It's nothing. Hey, check this out. The Saito Hotel. Look at that TV. Thanks to our goodwill with the Japanese ambassador, I've arranged for you to stay there.
You kicking me out?
No. I just thought you could watch the game on that TV tonight. It's yours. The rest of the week.
I have to go back to your place and grab my bags.
What kind of friend would I be if I made you get your own bags?
Oh.
All set.
Is this because I ran Alex's prints?
It's for so many reasons, Peter.
Thanks. Anytime.
Not this time, Neil. Those have lost their charm for me. What are you doing here?
I thought we could start fresh. Go back to the beginning.
You and I have too much of a history to start fresh, Neil.
Sorry. Should have been honest with you.
I know better than to trust you.
Likewise. I'm willing to take a leap of faith.
How willing? I know where the music box is.
Where?
As long as you're working for the FBI, you'll never know.